8th Perek of Shkolah Mishneh Beis. This Perek is discussing things that were found, the subject of the Tamei Atzar. We're continuing with that concept. Kol HaKelim Shenimtzom Yerushalayim. Someone found a kli in Yerushalayim. The question is it Tamei Atzar? The death here does not lead to Tfilas Tameim. They had a path going into the mikveh and another path going out of the mikveh. It seems they didn't go and out the same path. So the path of entrance is Becheskes Tumah, that he was bringing it to the mikveh to be tovel. He didn't have a chance to do it. On the way back, it's the Chaliyah Tzar. On the way out of the mikveh Tzar, because the Chazak was tovel and he went out. Shalek is actually it doesn't aliyosim to Rav Meir. Rav Meir said that we can rely on this because there are two paths and they would not use the same path for going in and going out. But the Yisrael Makulam Tahayin. Rav Yisrael says they're all tar because they weren't goyzer on Safik Tameh v'shasaradim. Chutz min asal magreifa maritza miyuchad mekfars. There's a certain kiln that used for digging graves, like a basket that was used. On a grave, some type of rake that they would rake in the bones into the gather. Marita was something that they'd break the bones if it was necessary to fit them into the right place. Well, anyway, all these tools that were clear, they were for burial purposes, were the Chesed Tumah. Some of them wouldn't even help to you because if something the Chesed Tumah, you have to sprinkle the blood of the water and the ashes of the Paradum on it. That's what he says. It's Rav Meir, by the way, in both Mishnahs was the more machmir of the two. It's Matim, Rav Meir, his opinion is Chayshinim and Mi'uta, where he's concerned always for even the minorities. So over here, even though these may be minorities, but he was concerned for.